I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the Tacoma Civil Service Board for March 28th, 2024. May we have the roll call, please?
Board Member Ballantyne. Board Member Hansen.
Here.
Board Member Klein.
Here.
Board Member Sexton. Board Member Wick.
Here.
Are we done with the roll call? How about Ms. Lance?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm here. Did she call my
Okay.
name? Sorry.
Yeah, last time I tried to stop it before you were called, so I'm going to make sure you were called this time. Okay. So the next on the agenda is we have the Human Resource Director request for a waiver of residency requirement for Jose Macias, a street maintenance worker applicant. Assistant Director Beidelman, would you like to proceed?
Yes, thank you, Chair Hansen, members of the Civil Service Board. As you said, we have one residency waiver for your consideration, and Danielle Jordan will be presenting that today.
I don't know. Am I okay to move forward or do I? I'm sorry. good afternoon.
No, go for it.
Good
Thank
afternoon,
you.
Chair Hansen. And members of the Civil Service Board, thanks for coming together today to be present for our requests. My name again is Danielle Jordan. I'm a human resources analyst. I've met with y'all in the past, but I've been with the city for about a year and a half. I have the pleasure of reintroducing or supporting Jake Green, who is the Assistant Division Manager of Street Operations in the Public Works Department. And we're here today to ask for your consideration for a residency waiver for a candidate whose name is Jose Macias. Jake is of the opinion that it is the city's best interest to exempt this candidate from the residency requirement, thus facilitating their employment in accordance with the Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24.450A2. So here's Jake to share his request.
Good afternoon, everyone. Chair Hansen, members of the Civil Service Board. Again, I'm Jake Green. I'm an Assistant Division Manager with Public Works Street Operations. And I'm here to ask for your consideration for a residency waiver for Jose Macias for the street maintenance worker position. Just wanted to give a brief overview of the role of a street maintenance worker. They play a very vital role here in our division. With the maintenance of streets, undertaking many duties, either as part of a dedicated crew or working independently as assigned by our supervisors. The significance of this position lies in its impact on the safety, functionality, and cleanliness of our city's infrastructure and relies on a candidate's knowledge of street maintenance methods, tools, and safety regulations. In addition, the ability to operate a variety of tools and equipment used in street maintenance activities is essential for a candidate to perform this role safely and efficiently. The candidate must possess the ability to perform heavy manual labor and respond to emergency calls during non-traditional hours. Street maintenance workers perform a variety of duties such as pothole patching, crack pouring, asphalt breakout, concrete operations, chip sealing, flagging, and traffic and sign installation. They also respond to emergency calls as assigned and clear hazards in the right of way. Jose Macias emerged as one of the top choices that we screened for this street maintenance role. And I just wanted to stress that when we did offer Jose the position, we were under the belief that Jose was a City of Tacoma resident. He has a City of Tacoma address listed on his application and his resume. However, after conducting the background check, we found out that he's recently moved outside city limits. This did come as a surprise to us, but we still believe that adding Jose to our team is in the best interests of the city and the community, as it allows us to bring in a highly motivated person with a safety-focused mindset and a unique perspective that enhances our ability to address street maintenance needs effectively. When we interviewed Jose, he came across as an individual who is eager to expand his knowledge and someone who is committed to professional development. He's worked for the city of Federal Way, where he was employed as a drainage maintenance laborer. During that job, he worked around heavy equipment such as backhoes, loaders, large dump trucks, that type of equipment that we use here at Street Operations. He comes across as a highly motivated individual who wants to learn, work hard, and continue to improve in all aspects of his career. Just to add, in addition, the remaining candidates that were from the city of Tacoma, who were residents that we screened during their interviews, they were not candidates that we would select for this role. There were many poor responses to some of the interview questions, and there was just a general lack of enthusiasm from some of the other candidates. So we did not believe that any of the other candidates would be a good fit for our organization. The pre-employment screening process takes a lot of time and resources, and we believe that filling this role with Jose is in the best interests of the needs of the city of Tacoma residents, and it'd help us do that in a timely manner. So just like to thank you for your consideration, and now I'll hand it back to Danielle.
Thank you, Jake. As stated, Jose possesses the motivation and needed experience to support the Public Works Department's ability to provide timely services to the city and best use of resources. Therefore, we would like to ask for board approval for a residency waiver for Jose Macias.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Greenstreet and Ms. Jordan. And does anyone have any questions or comments at this time? Okay, is Board Member Ballantyne or Board Member Sexton appearing by phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. And Board Member Sexton, have you had a chance to review the materials, and do you need any further information?
Yeah, I did. I've reviewed the materials and I heard the report.
Okay.
I could make a motion if there's no further discussion. If you're
okay,
ready for me.
Do any of the board members have any further comments or questions?
Chair Hansen?
Yes.
I have a question. Is Jose the member of a protected class?
Ms. Jordan, would you happen to know the answer to that question?
I'm not sure if we are. Is it okay for me to share that?
It's probably not something that we would typically discuss in this forum, because it doesn't go to the relevance of his qualifications to perform the job.
True, but it goes to our previous discussions about the makeup of the employment of the city of Tacoma and that being a challenge. And I'm just assuming if this individual is the member of protected class, then we're actually making progress in resolving the concern about the reflection of the communities. So if you can't speak to it, that was going to be my only point.
Well,
appreciate that.
I appreciate your comment, Board Member Klein, and we are all interested in increasing the diversity of the workforce. So I appreciate your comment in that regard. Are there any further comments or questions? Okay, and Board Member Sexton.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move that we grant the request for the city's request for a waiver of residency requirement for Jose Macias. CS. I heard that pronounced so many times and I still can't Get it, street maintenance worker.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, do we have discussion or comments or questions? I guess I would just reiterate what I've said in the past. I think you've all heard it ad nauseum before. Miss Jordan is shaking her head. And, you know, I don't need to repeat it, but anyway, I think we can go ahead and vote. All in favor of board members, the motion to grant the waiver of residency requirement to Jose Macias, say aye.
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 All opposed to the motion, say nay. I'm going to say nay. The motion passes. Are there any comments? Next item agenda is comments by the public. Do we have any comments by the public? Okay, in that event, if there's nothing further, any motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Mr. Chairman?
Board Member Sexton.
I would just like to say to the board and to Board Member Klein that I appreciated his question very, very much.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
to adjourn.
Okay. I don't think we're going to have any disagreement with that. And so we'll see you all later. And thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.